Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
As usual, we are rounding out, wrapping up our CU Broadcast Studio Lounge coverage here at the GAC with none other than the Crashers. Welcome to the Studio Lounge. Welcome, guys. Appreciate y'all being here if you're from the South. Appreciate y'all being here. So, really, after doing these for 4 days, who cares anymore? Right? You guys have been through the ringer as well. So, congratulations on making it this far.
Yes.
Well done. Yeah. Well done, everybody. So, I'm going to start with you, Courtney, since you are the Pied Piper of the Crasher program. How's it been this year? 2023, it's almost in the books. Almost.
Almost in the books.
It's a bit of an awkward silence there.
Yeah, I was thinking as you were asking me the question, trying to actively participate in the conversation, because that's something that we worked with the Crashers on this year, which was really exciting.
Participating in conversations?
Listening. Okay. Yeah, so I would say if I could sum up 2023 in 1 year, it is energy. There was so much energy with this particular group the entire time throughout Saturday up until today. They're coming in and out of the conference center already, and they just have a constant buzz about them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really incredible to see mm-hmm. them really unfold, ask a lot of questions, be very intentional about mm-hmm. their time here.
Mm-hmm.
And at no point, I mean, I was apologizing, saying, I'm sorry, I know you got a lot. And everyone was like, yeah, it's cool. So it's been really great.
No apologies necessary.
No apologies necessary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a treat for not only you guys, is it a treat to have you guys here at the GAC. I think it's a treat for the conference in general to have such energetic folks here to come in and really, again, energize this place, you know? And when you guys, I mean, you guys have a reputation for being energetic, and speaking of the energy theme here, so it's really, you guys can give this conference a shot in the arm, which is why you guys are welcome here every year with open arms. And also it's kind of gives you a boost in your career too, right, if you haven't had one already from this experience. So yeah, it's been 4 days of nonstop fun, I'm sure. Oh, I see some.
I was just saying, as everybody's been talking about it, so much energy, I think there might be a little bit less energy to.
Well, we're all on kind of fumes.
We're
just at the tail end. We're kind of and we're on that. When your gas tank gets to that little red level there, that's kind of I think that's where we all are, aren't we? So, all right, I know some of you all here, but let's do some introductions and credit unions or organizations. I'll go with you first, sir.
Yeah, Josh Knudsen. Yep. I'm with Credit Union National Association.
Okay.
So here serving as our Crasher mentor representative, trying to help inform them on everything that CUNA does.
And share with us briefly your experience for this year.
What
takeaways have you had?
So fortunately, this is my second year I've gotten to come and serve in this role for
mm-hmm,
CUNA,
mm-hmm.
and it's been a little bit more, I don't know, you know a little bit more what to expect when you come here. For a lot of the Crashers, they're coming in, you know, running around. Like I said, there's so much energy, it's hard to really concentrate, and it's been great seeing the participation with all mm-hmm, the sessions, but
mm-hmm.
for me, it's, you know, kind of slowed down, get to take it in a little bit more, which has been fantastic.
Good deal, good deal. I remember you from last year, but I don't remember your name,
I'm sorry. My name is Lauren Callahan.
That's right.
I'm with Meritus Credit Union in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Okay.
And this is my sixth GAC.
What? Six?
Sixth time here.
Wow. You and me both. We're like lockstep.
First time, though, that I've experienced GAC expecting. So, totally different experience for me.
That type of expecting.
It changed everything. But the energy is still there. And that's one of the things that I was, you know, coming into it slightly, you know, like, not hesitant, but just, what is it going to be like?
Yeah,
it is always an amazing experience that
mm-hmm.
just gives you, you know, gives you a lift, gives you a boost, gives you newfound energy for the industry. It never ceases to amaze me how uplifting this week is.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you guys get kind of this behind the scenes look. You get this all access pass almost to all the movers and shakers in the industry, and the networking I think is second to none. I've seen you guys. You've been at every function. I don't know how you do it, Courtney, getting this group of this wild band of credit union folks to all these events and talking to all these people. So it's really, really cool. I can see the energy.
It's the team.
Yeah.
You guys put it all together. Wonderful. I could not do this without these wonderful humans. And actually, one human who's not here is Emily Polanco Barahona from Coastal Credit Union. She's on the Hill today, so she's also one of our other mentors.
Oh, cool.
Couldn't make it to this interview.
Well, she's doing something else
something very important. But I could not do this work without all of these wonderful humans.
Indeed. Well, let's continue our introductions and our round table, if you will, here. All right, I remember you from Max a few years ago. So
That was a long time ago, it feels like, doesn't it? You know, I've come a long way in my career since YP Leaves in 2019 at Max Conference. Obviously, that's now Go West Association,
yes.
So they've changed a lot.
Yes, a bit too.
When I say I've grown in my career, I was a crasher last year. The best crash ever. I'm just going to bring that into the loop.
You can.
You get why not the crash?
It's like the DE's. The class is greatest. The greatest.
Yeah, but I now work for the World Life Foundation for Credit Unions.
Oh, you do? I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
Newly into the position for the YCUP program manager. So
okay.
I will running programs for the Young Credit Union Professional Network across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited to jump in. This is my first JC in the role, of course. So it's been a dual role, getting to mentor and give a lot of experience and my growth in my career and what I'm doing now to the crashers, and just kind of really, it's been a really crazy experience seeing them really latch on to the idea of the bigger movement.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them weren't, you know, they knew there was a lot going on,
yeah.
But this really opened up their minds and their bodies to like all of the work that goes on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like
mm-hmm.
my favorite part. I love peering behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And being like,
yeah.
Look at what they're doing over there.
Yeah.
You thought they were just going to a meeting when really they're more than just
going
to a meeting.
There's a lot that goes behind it all, for sure. Anyhow, I mean, this one being your second one, any highlights for you as well? Expectations?
It's a new shift for me professionally. I think the biggest shift for me is just it's I get to be a part of it in a as my job.
Mm-hmm.
And go to some of those meetings that you know, you think, what is your CEO doing at the middle of the day, behind closed doors? And
what is my CEO doing
now?
Now
I get to be in the room, and I get to
get
part of that.
See.
So for me, it was letting my crashers kind of grow, giving them some guidelines and them grow, and then seeing that come back when I come back, you know, we're full circle.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, oh, I didn't realize how much growth I did until I see these crashers growing like within each day.
Yeah.
And so that was a big difference.
Yeah, talk about a transformation. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just in four short days.
Yeah.
All right. Last but not least.
Hello.
Your name and credit union or name and organization?
I'm Stephanie Vogel and I work for Visa.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So along with Josh, it's my second year being a mentor from the Visa perspective
mm-hmm.
and managing that relationship. And I definitely, just like Josh, feel like it has been completely different this year in a good way. I have such a different view of credit unions working for Visa, and so it's really interesting to see this perspective and understand our partners, our credit union partners, better than I have before, because now I know what's important to credit unions and what matters and what you do on a day-to-day basis. And it's just something that I don't usually get visibility into or insight into unless my credit unions decide to share that with me, but mostly we talk Visa things, not deep in the weeds of community and what's fight the good fight and people helping people. So it's been really great, and I think that just like last year, but this year even especially more, I feel just such a deeper connection with credit unions and just inspired.
Well, I'm sure Courtney's going to make sure you get deep in the weeds. All of you guys are going to get deep in the weeds. So yeah, any particular highlights or anything stand out for you this time around?
Gosh, everything. We have so many incredible speakers come in and talk to the crashers every day.
Yeah.
And just looking at the list before we came out here, it was overwhelming, but also amazing because, I mean, Andy Jin got to come in and talk to us.
Yeah. What a good guy.
We've had Gigi Hadid come in. We had, you know, a list of 20 other people come in, mm-hmm. and Celeste Schwetters with Visa came in.
I was so she's you my about boss. Celeste. So. Yeah, she's amazing. I love her.
Yeah,
she's
awesome. And we had and the best part of it was that all of the crashers were super inquisitive, super engaged,
good.
And just asked a ton of questions.
Good.
And
that's how you learn.
I think that kind of off that energy that Courtney was talking about, it's just it's encouraging. It makes me yeah. excited about what I do and to partner with.
Yeah, doesn't this kind of re-energize your career in some form or fashion? What I see you shaking your head.
It always does. I mean, even if you're not necessarily making, you know, jumps from organization to organization, I really do feel like JC gives you the boost professionally mm-hmm. that you can leverage within your own organization.
Right. And then this experience alone, my gosh.
Correct.
I would think would be fantastic. And I totally forgot to ask you, a highlight that you want to share from the conference.
Oh gosh.
My apologies.
I mean, kind of like Stephanie, all of them.
Yeah.
but the crashers really get a front row seat to some of the industry, like Titans and credit unions, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. they are literally having conversations with people that they would never be exposed to otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a one-on-one, you know, very intimate mm-hmm. setting mm-hmm. that, in my opinion, is just extremely invaluable.
Is it motivating for you guys to talk to all these folks?
Oh, yeah.
Josh, you want to share with us how it motivates you to, like, strive for more, maybe?
Exactly. That's my job at mm-hmm. CUNA, is to serve the best solutions, products, everything that we offer to our members, mm-hmm. the people that are working in credit unions. And so actually coming in here and getting to engage with them, especially mm-hmm. the crashers, it's mm-hmm. like, I want to go back and do better in my role.
Yeah.
Because when I do better,
everybody else organization does better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like walking out of the Wegner Awards the other night, and you're like, you know what? I'm not doing enough, you know? So you really want to...
Do we have the same hours in the day? Because...
Exactly. How they do that stuff.
How are you doing
I will never know. So, Courtney, I mean, did you achieve your goal this year, do you think? Or, I mean, because always...
Yes.
Each year, it's a different set of individuals, and so each crasher class, if you will, is a different entity, but going in...
Yes, so goal massively achieved. I would say... My highlight really was bringing in new speakers to the group.
Yeah.
We often have, you know, the lineup of Titans, like Lauren mentioned, Jim Nessel, Gigi Hyland, like Stephanie had said, mm-hmm. Andy Janning. But we had some really cool new content this year. So, like I mentioned, we had an active listening session where I've already heard multiple crashers say, I never really thought about how to listen. I mean, you know how to listen, but starting off with active listening mm-hmm. as you go into a conference, mm-hmm. as you have speakers coming in, that was really critical. But then on the other side, we also had Humanity come in, do a session on finding your why.
Oh,
so it's really focused
on
professional development, really understanding who you are mm-hmm. so you know what you can bring to the table mm-hmm. in a way that exudes confidence, because mm-hmm. you are going to be talking mm-hmm. to so many wonderful mm-hmm. humans. And then the last thing that I'll say, one of my big highlights, we brought in CU Pride to talk to the group for the first time.
Yep.
And so that was really great. We had Zach Christensen, Brandy mm-hmm, Stankovic, mm-hmm. and Linda Bodie come in.
Three great people,
honestly,
right there.
Super great humans. Yep. And then the fact that so many crashers got to see Linda be honored at Herb Wagner, and then just saw her in this room, you know,
up close and personal,
that it was really, really, it was just incredible.
Yeah.
And then the last thing that I'll say is, seeing Bill Cheney get honored with a Herb Wagner meant so much to me. I'm a school's first alum.
Okay.
All the work that they do there, it's something that it brought me here. So
yeah.
I wouldn't be here without that organization having poured into me what they did. So it was just honestly full circle, because I crashed in 2016 and then my CEO in 2016 got an award. And so it was wonderful.
A little extra special this year, I think. Yeah, for sure. All right, I'm going to go around real quickly to get, like, I always ask, my last question is like, hey, anything else to add? So, Stephanie, anything else to add here based on your experience this year?
Gosh.
Oh, boy, pressure's on.
I know. Go to me first. I would just say thank you, honestly, to all of my credit union partners, because I just don't realize how much credit unions do for people, I think, and that is just incredible to me. So I just mostly want to say thank you, because new perspective and seeing things from a different mm-hmm. point of view and putting other people's shoes is just critical for personal growth and career growth. So just thank you.
You did everyone. Pretty good for going first. Well done. All right. Any final thoughts here on your experience this year?
Yeah, I mean, I cannot thank the Cooperative Trust and the Filings Partnership enough. It's, you know, my career path would not be where it is now. And so I think that getting to see that for others and give back is really important to me and a huge highlight. But I think it's built my network. It's the reason why I know so many people in this community, because I'm putting myself out there. And it continues to have opportunities to do that for others. And now I got to help build some other people in.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Kind of give back a little bit. Yeah.
For this, so that was a big highlight for me.
Right on. Lauren, any final thoughts here on your experience?
Yeah, I'm kind of left with this overwhelming feeling of gratitude. And after 6 years of this now, it really feels like coming home. Whenever we're here in DC and we're advocating for credit unions, I'm seeing all of these people that I now know and have relationships with, and I would not have that were it not for Courtney and the Cooperative Trust and Feline and their partnership. And it feels like the greatest blessing to be able to come back and to, you know, have this huge family reunion where we, you know, are continuing to do the important work of advocating for credit unions, but also, you know, just loving on each other and being, and encouraging each other and giving everyone the boost and the lift that they need to continue the work back home. It can often be discouraging sometimes when you're working on, you know, certain projects or trying to accomplish something and it's not going the way you want it, but being here and being amongst like-minded individuals really really give you the support system, I feel like, that you need to continue the work. And
you kind of have this new network here as well, yeah, for sure. Courtney, I'm going to skip you.
Cool.
I'm going to Josh, and then I'm going to come back to you.
Sounds good.
I was really worried she might steal my final project. So we're talking like we're like, this is the last thing we're doing, and we're going to go back and pack up our bags and hop on it. We still have a whole final debrief session tomorrow with all the crashers, and I think that, you know, last year that was one of the most inspiring just things that we do. Everybody goes around and gets to share.
It's very emotional. Yeah.
I was still in tears at the airport last year. I was like, why are you crying? She's have another beer. Like,
nothing wrong with that.
But so we have that.
Good cry is good.
Right. Yeah. Yes. But we still have that tomorrow to look forward to. And so, right, I think for some crashers, I don't think it's even really hit yet. So that's going to be awesome.
Okay.
So,
it's going to hit tomorrow.
I'm glad that you brought that up, though, because this is, although this kind of thing is kind of ending.
Right.
Tomorrow, but it also represents a beginning as well, I would think, right? Because you're looking at things from a new lens, a different perspective based on all the people that you've talked to this week. So good point, sir. Courtney?
Okay, so
round it out.
One of our crashers from Alaska, Valen, at the very beginning said that he was just going to trust the process, and he kind of said it with some fear in the back of his voice, but I would say, you know, for me, the biggest takeaway is that these individuals came in fully willing to trust the process, which is asking a lot of people. You know, we asked them to come here and spend just about 5 days, sort of ignoring a lot of the other things around them to come together as a group, and they've trusted the process. And when they can do that, they have situations at the end where Josh experienced last year. But it truly is wonderful to see people just being so willing to just believe in the goodness of what we're going to offer them. And so for me, that is so renewing. The other thing that I will say is, as you know, Stephanie, Lauren, everyone mentioned, is just the immense gratitude. I could not do this one without this incredible mentor team, and Emily, I wish you were here. But I also couldn't do this without Credit Union National Association. I couldn't do it without Visa. I couldn't do it without credit unions that are willing to send their young professionals and emerging leaders to this program. And then also with the wonderful partnership we have with World Council and the Foundation, we were able to bring in crashers from across the globe. So we had a crasher from Kenya. We had a crasher from Sydney, Australia.
Oh, well,
and we could not have created the program without every every single human being that is sitting at this in this interview.
A bit of an international flavor this year.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys, this is always my favorite way to end our, or kind of close out our coverage here, our studio lounge coverage of the GAC. I love talking to you guys because it just, it re-energizes me and motivates me to do better. So, because I see the future right here, right before my eyes. So we wanna do good by you guys, all right? So well done, keep up the good work, and it's okay to cry, Josh. Yeah. All right. All right. There you have them. Okay. Our future leaders, if not, they're leading right now, actually, in more ways than one. So thank you, Courtney, as always, putting this together. And you guys, well done. Well done once again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good job.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.